Oceanfront Hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 21st to match up with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. There'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, June 22nd for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 23rd, including drink specials starting at just Buck. We celebrate love for all the ballpark that evening with our annual Pride Night. We honor Hispanic heritage in Daytona Beach on Friday, June 24th, with another Copa de la Diversión night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and there'll be special activities and on-field games as part of the festivities. Arrive early on Saturday, June 25th, as the first fans through the gates will receive a fanny pack giveaway as part of 90s Night. Purchase a pooch pass for $2 so your four-legged friend can enjoy a nine-inning vacation of their own on another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Chatting with some folks in the press box here in Lakeland. Trading, at least getting them Daytona's lineup here for game two coming up in about 40 minutes, approximately 6:40, the listed start time here at Publix Field in Joker Marchant Stadium as Lakeland wins the restarted game from yesterday by a final of 5-1. Lakeland, with the win, improving back to 500 at 29-29. Now tied with Clearwater for second place in the Florida State League Western Division. However, the Muscles can clinch the West with two wins today. Now Daytona dropping to 24-33. Their 20th road loss of the season. Has to be the only team in minor league baseball with 20 or more home wins and 20 or more road losses on the campaign. It has been that kind of stark contrast between home and road for the Tugas here in 2022. Let's take you through the game that was. Started yesterday on schedule at 6:30. And Daytona jumped out to a 1-0 lead before the rains really came. Jay Allen reached to lead off the ball game on a fielding error at short. And after Layton fly to center and Rogers flied out to left, Jamal O'Gwin ripped the first pitch he saw into the gap in right center. Allen scored all the way from first and gave Daytona a 1-0 lead. Javi Rivera worked around a one-out single in the bottom of the first. But as Lakeland was coming out for the start of the second inning, the umpiring crew told them to wait back in their dugout. The tarp came on the field And after a 38-minute delay, the tarp was taken off the diamond. They realized how much water the infield clay had taken on before the tarp was put on the diamond. They determined that they would not be able to restart the game in a reasonable time frame yesterday. So the game was suspended until 4 o'clock this afternoon. It was right-hander Jose Franco for Daytona when the game began on the restart. Garrett Burhan for Lakeland. And after Daytona went down in the top of the second, the Flying Tigers took advantage of the game in the bottom of the second inning. With nobody on and two out, Justice Bigby worked a four-pitch walk. And then Carlos Mendoza laid a bunt down the third base side. Daniel Vaoheen barehanded it and sailed the throw up the right field line. Bigby scored all the way from first. Mendoza went first to third, tying the game at one. Esne Chacon followed with a single to center, gave Lakeland a 2-1 lead. He'd go first to third on a base hit to right by Isaac Pacheco. After Pacheco stole second, Christian Santana had a two-run base hit up the middle and gave the Flying Tigers a 4-1 lead. Lakeland would add an insurance run with two out in the eighth on a solo home run onto the berm and left by Manuel Sequeira, his seventh of the year. Daytona's best rally coming really in the third inning. Fidel Castro and Jay Allen led off the inning with singles, but a double play by Stephen Layton quelled the threat. Daytona would not get another man to third the rest of the game. Tyler Callahan got to second. Daytona had first and second and two out in the seventh, but couldn't deliver. Also had two on and one out in the ninth, but could not deliver as Lakeland hangs on and wins this ballgame by a final of 5-1. Winning pitcher in this ballgame for the Flying Tigers is Garrett Burhan. Burhan earning the victory in relief today. He improves to 3-1. Six shutout innings, four hits, a walk, and six Ks. Losing pitcher is Jose Franco. He drops to 1-3, gives up four runs, all earned on six hits. Walked one, struck out four in four innings. Willyander Moreno picking up his second save, got the final two outs, striking out one. Final line scores in this ballgame. Daytona one run on seven hits, an error, they left eight. Lakeland five runs, nine hits, one error, they left four. Final time of game, 2 hours and 14 minutes with a 38-minute delay. We'll have an official attendance at the conclusion of game two. Take a look around the FSL here on this Wednesday, top of the 6 o'clock hour. Palm Beach, a combined no-hitter earlier today against Clearwater. Tink Hentz, Jose Moreno, and Roy Garcia combining on the no-hitter. Each went three innings. There were four walks in addition to a hit batter by Palm Beach pitching, but they also got a home run from John Torres in their 5-0 no-hit win. They are in the bottom of the eighth inning in the suspended game from yesterday in Fort Myers. Bradenton has a 4-3 lead over the Mighty Muscles. Jace Bowen, a solo home run in that ball game for the Marauders, his eighth of the year. They are set to play a 7-inning nightcap there as well. Mets at home against Tampa. They have a chance to clinch the Eastern Division with a win here today. Dominic Hamill against Yan Castro. That one expected to get underway in the next minute or two. Jupiter is at home against Dunedin. Luis Palacios against Matt Dominguez. If Jupiter loses and St. Lucie loses, that would give the Mets the division crown as well. And, of course, Lakeland and Daytona have another game coming up in about 30 minutes or so now. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard here on this Wednesday, bottom of the eighth inning in Arizona. The Reds had tied it in the top of the eighth. Arizona has come back to regain the lead in the bottom half, 4-3. Brandon Drury had hit a game-tying home run with two out in the eighth, his 13th of the year. David Peralta has just given Arizona the lead back with an RBI single, a home run in that ballgame as well from Arizona's Geraldo Perdomo. As for Triple-A action today in the Reds system, Triple-A Louisville will be on the road against the Durham Bulls at 6:35 tonight. Deck McGuire expected to make the start for Louisville. Double-A Chattanooga playing this afternoon at home against the Biloxi Shuckers Brewers affiliate. They fell 5-2. T.J. Hopkins and Michael Ciani with home runs, their ninth and seventh of the year, respectively. Alex McGarry, Ivan Johnson was in the lineup. Connor Curless and Stevie Branch pitched in that ballgame for the Lookouts. Curless took the loss, but struck out a career-high 13, did the Daytona alum. High A Dayton falling on the road today to the Cedar Rapids Colonels 7-2. Ruben Ibarra making his High A debut, went 1-for-4 with a run scored and a strikeout. He was joined in the lineup by Justice Thompson, Ellie De La Cruz, Reese Hines, Alan Cerda, Jose Torres, Garrett Wolforth, and Michael Troutwine, Thomas Farr, Manuel Cashew, and Carson Rudd, all Daytona alums that pitched in that ballgame. And worth noting, there was only one player that appeared in that game for Dayton today that was not a Tortuga alum, and that guy is a Lakeland alum, and Nick Quintana went over to the Reds in the Tucker Barnhart trade over the course of the winter. As for complex ball, Arizona Complex League has off today. They'll be back in action tomorrow. DSL Reds fell at home today in 7 innings to the Padres by a 4-1 final. As for Major League Baseball, here on this Wednesday, some finals already. Phillies walk off the Marlins 3-1 on a Garrett Stubbs home run. White Sox bludgeon the Tigers 13-0. Detroit used three different position players to pitch in that one. Astros a 9-2 winner over Texas. Luis Garcia picks up the win. Bottom of the eighth in San Francisco. Royals a 3-2 lead on the Giants. Brandon Belt his fifth home run of the year. Twins a 1-0 lead on Seattle. Bottom of the seventh in Seattle. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, everything else will start in about an hour at 7:05. Nationals hosting the Braves. Eric Fetty against Spencer Strider. Rays are in the Bronx to take on the Yankees. Shane McClanahan against Nestor Cortez. Blue Jays host the Orioles at 7:07. Jose Berrios against Bruce Zimmerman. At 7:10, it's the A's in Boston to take on the Red Sox. James Caprellian against Josh Winkowski. Mets host the Brewers. It'll be Dustin Peterson, or actually rather David Peterson, against Corbin Burns. At 7:45, Cardinals host the Pirates. Jack Flaherty makes his season debut against Roansy Contreras. Cubs host the Padres at 8:05. Caleb Killian just called back up from AAA. He'll go up against the lefty Ryan Weathers, son of former Reds reliever David Weathers. Rockies host the Guardians at 8:40 Eastern Time. Austin Gomber against Connor Pilkington. And the late game tonight at 10:10, Dodgers and Angels in the battle for L.A. Tyler Anderson for the Dodgers, and Reed Detmers, the former first-round pick, will get the ball for the Halos. Our series will continue in about 28 minutes or so now. Matt Walker expected to get the ball for Lakeland, 1-0, a 4.5 ERA. It'll be Chase Petty for Daytona, the 2021 first-round pick, 0-2, a 3.65 earned run average. Mentioned Ruben Ibarra making his High A debut today, batting fourth and playing first base, was called up officially yesterday after finishing his Daytona career with a home run and his final at-bat in Game 1 of Saturday's doubleheader, or rather Sunday's doubleheader, against the Mighty Muscles. When we come back, earlier this season, we had a chance to sit down with Ibarra to talk about his journey to Daytona Beach, his second season in Daytona, the influence of his father, the relationship with his then-Daytona teammate Jamal O'Gwin. So you'll hear from Ruben during this next break as we get everything situated with lineups and beyond before we get to our scheduled 6:40 start time here in Game 2. Lakeland takes the opener 5-1. Game 2 set to begin in about 35 to 25 minutes. 6:40 Eastern Time, our approximate first pitch. Don't go anywhere. More baseball coming your way on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
After a road trip, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 7th to battle the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We celebrate Imaginary Friend Night on Wednesday, June 8th. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 9th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Bring your four-legged friend out for a 9-inning vacation, too, as it'll also be another Bark in the Park night. Arrive early on Friday, June 10th, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a T-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and we recognize Jackie Robinson's teammate, Johnny Wright. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday fireworks show. We celebrate Girl Scout Night on Saturday, June 11th. It'll also be Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association. We wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside the outstanding first baseman, that is Ruben Ibarra. Ruben, your first full professional season here, your second stint a little bit here with the Daytona Tortugas. Have you enjoyed your first month back here in 2022?
Daytona's made it really easy to come back and be able to play in an environment that revolves around baseball, and they love their baseball, so it's really fun to get in front of that atmosphere and to play the game I love and to continue out my career and further it.
Now, this has been a really interesting start to the 2022 season. You had a really tough stretch last week in Palm Beach where you lost four straight games on walk-off losses. And since then, you guys as a team have won six of your last seven ball games. What does that say about you and your teammates that you've been able to bounce back so well from a really tough stretch that a lot of it surrounded bad luck?
I mean, on behalf of speaking on us, it's, you know, losing is never fun. So when you have a bunch of baseball players that are extremely competitive, the environment becomes to where you hate losing more than you love to win. So that translates into playing more aggressively, playing harder, playing for each other, and playing to win. And through that week, we grew really close together because you could just see the facial expressions. As our mental skills coach even told us, it's very suffocating to lose in that manner. And when you just have guys that want to win and want to succeed, but in order to do that, you have to put up some wins first, then it revolves around a winning atmosphere, and it revolves around coming together and the unity of the team, and how the Tortugas have kind of sponged together after that week was tremendous. So hopefully we do it again this week.
How much fun is it to be around a group like that that continues to push itself forward, always seems to try and find the positive things even when things aren't going the right way? Because it seems you guys really love being around one another, and it shows on the field.
Ultimately, it's a part of being at the end goal of being in Cincinnati, but we do know the process, and we do trust it, and we do know that we have to get through this stage first, so you might as well crack some smiles and, you know, have some jokes along the way. And you know, that's what forms great teammates, and that's what forms great bonds. I mean, coming from college in San Jose, I have some lifelong friends I'll never forget there, because we all knew the ultimate goal was to get drafted. Now you're here, now the ultimate goal is to play for the Big Red Machine. So once you get there, then I don't even know, but I'll be chasing another goal till then.
Now, that's always a huge goal for everybody. And during the course of a professional baseball season, can get very tiring. It's a lot of days. Obviously, you have the one day off a week, but you always seem to come into the ballpark every day with a big smile on your face, with a sort of an attitude that reminds me of, you know, me and my friends when we were playing growing up, you know, just excited to be around the game. Where did that, you know, that mentality, where did that love for baseball get, you know, cultivated for you?
Man, see, that's a great question. I just believe that I've always had that attitude in any sport I really played. I think baseball is the one I really exercise it the most, because it's a long process that I fell in love with rather than the sport itself. Like, I fell in love with the process of working. I fell in love with not the results, but just also the work build up to it. I saw this great quote that said, winners love to win, but champions love to work. So with that, my desire grew tremendously, and I still live by a quote. I tell my brothers, I tell his teammates, I'll tell everyone to this day, I play every inning like it's a 0-0 ball game, and I'll play every game like it's my last game I'll ever play. So that's how much heart and passion I play behind this game, and you'll see it. And if you ever get to watch me play, for those who are listening, can't make it out, if you ever get to watch me play, you'll see I play every game like it'll be my last, and I'll always smile and I'll always sign anything. And you know, I just want everyone to know that whenever they see me walking down, they said that guy gave it his all.
And it always comes, that kind of mentality always sort of gets cultivated by family too a little bit. And remember a couple weeks ago before that Sunday game in Palm Beach, it was your dad's birthday, and you had an awesome post about how, you know, special he was in terms of, you know, breeding this great
passion for the game of baseball. What has your dad meant to you as you continue to grow, not just as a ball player, but as a person?
My world, man. It's so hard to, you know, say where I could be or say where I could have been if I didn't have him. So with his love and support that he's always put on me, that he's always given me, whether I wanted it or not, he's always had my best outcome. He's always had my best interest for me. And with that being said, like, my dad's my number one hero. He's my first best friend. He's everything. And, you know, my mom's a saint. I love her just as much, but she can vouch too. When I was growing up, I was always a daddy's boy. So my dad and I have a really strong connection. We're both very similar in how we go about our business, except he preaches that I'm a better man, but I always try to live up like him.
One final question for you. Talk about strong connections. One of the newest members of the roster down here in Daytona Beach is Jamal O'Gwin, another California guy. I remember when I was introducing myself to him, you put your arm around him, say this guy's going to be a star. It was an awesome photo you guys posted as well on Sunday, both in Raiders jerseys, getting ready to come to the ballpark for a ball game. Where did this friendship between you and Jamal start, and how fun is it to have another California guy that you have that Raider fandom connection with?
It started early in my high school career, both of our high school careers, because we kind of played for this travel team with Rob Bruno, and it was the Red Sox scout team that they had put together, and we had done a couple showcases, and Jamal and I just kind of clicked. As you can see, like, we're like peas and carrots, as Forrest Gump would say, but I mean, we just kind of flow, man. It's just how we vibe. It's just how we carry ourselves. It's how we go about our business that, like, makes us really presentable and likable. And, like, us, we're just, like, two, how would I say it? We're, like, two bouncy balls in a little room, man. We can go anywhere at any time, man. It's just the California thing. It's just the love we share, the passion we have. And, you know, luckily, like, we got both of our heads straight. So when we put our head down and we work, people gravitate to that.
Ruben has a lot of fun every day. He comes out to the office, and he makes every day that I come out to the office fun as well. Thank you so much for the time, Ruben. It's been such a pleasure watching you this season. Keep thriving. We look forward to talking to you the rest of the way.
Appreciate it, Justin.
Thank you. Next to the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something. You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil Jon. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Sheltastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Well, as we sit here at Joker Marchant Stadium, we've got good news and bad news. The good news is we have lineups for game two. The bad news is both teams have both left the field and have headed back to their clubhouses ahead of our previously stated 6:40 scheduled start time for game two. About 5 minutes or so ago, the announcement was made over the public address system here at Publix Field in Joker Marchant Stadium that game two will not start. As previously stated at 6:40, there are some storms being monitored in and around the Lakeland area. And so as a result of that, they have decided to hold off on first pitch of game two. I'm wondering how much what happened last night, which I don't think anyone could blame on anybody. It was just one of those Central Florida pop-up storms that ended up being a little bit worse than anyone expected. But wonder how much of what happened last night is factoring into the decision to hold off on the start of game number two here today. So while we wait, let's take a look at the starting lineups before we head to another break. First for your Daytona Tortugas, put together by their skipper, Cookie Dawkins, in his second season at the helm of Daytona. Jay Allen II leads off in center. Stephen Layton will bat second at short. Tyler Callahan moves up to the three spot. He'll be at second base. Jamal O'Gwin is the DH cleaning up. Batting fifth in left field is Jack Rogers. Yasiel Pino, born in Cuba, raised in Miami, will bat sixth and play first base in his Daytona debut. La Tortuguita, Wilfred Astudillo, bats seventh behind the plate. Ashton Creel set to hit eighth in right field. And batting ninth at third is Ilvin Fernandez with the righty Chase Petty. Youngest pitcher on the staff, 0-2 with an ERA of 3.6. Scheduled to get the ball for Daytona in game two. As for the starting lineup for the Lakeland Flying Tigers, put together by their longtime manager Andrew Graham, Isaac Pacheco leads off at third. Christian Santana moves over to shortstop in the two spot. Justice Bigby slides up to the DH role. hitting at third. Daenerys De La Cruz cleans up. He is the catcher. Carlos Mendoza bats fifth in left field. Esni Chacon will be in center field hitting sixth. Eduardo Valencia bats seventh. He's the first baseman. Batting eighth at second is Alvaro Gonzalez. And batting ninth in right field is Austin Schultz, with the lefty Matt Walker expected to make the start for Lakeland in game two. 1-0 with a 4.5 ERA. Walker making his first start of the 2022 season. So we do not have an updated start time yet. Neither team is in the dugout anymore, except for Tyler Callahan, who is hanging out by the front railing with a photographer. I want to say that is Mike James, who was in Daytona Beach a couple of weeks ago. Got that great shot of Callahan's first home run back and his first at-bat back on May the 17th. And speaking of that home run on May the 17th, we'll take a break here on the Tortugas Radio Network, try and procure some more information. And when we come back, we spoke to Tyler after he homered in his first at-bat back after Tommy John surgery last year. We spoke to him that week. We talked to him about his return from injury and much, much more. So you'll hear from Ty when we come back. We'll also get you more information as soon as it becomes available to us. Daytona and Lakeland waiting in a delay for the start of game two. Lakeland won the restarted game from yesterday 5-1. We'll be back with hopefully more information after these messages. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
After a road trip, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 7th, to battle the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It all starts the Breast Cancer Awareness Night, presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We celebrate Imaginary Friend Night on Wednesday, June 8th. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 9th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Bring your four-legged friend out for a nine-inning vacation, too, as it'll also be another Bark in the Park night. Arrive early on Friday, June 10th, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a T-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and we recognize Jackie Robinson's teammate, Johnny Wright. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday fireworks show. We celebrate Girl Scout Night on Saturday, June 11th. It'll also be Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary T-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show. Justin Rock joined alongside one of the top young players in the Red system. That is second baseman Tyler Callahan. Tyler, it's been a long journey for you back here to Daytona Beach from last year to now. How does it feel to be back healthy and back in the lineup doing your thing?
It feels great. Just like I never left, back at it, put in the work throughout last year, and it feels like it's finally paying off, getting back out here doing what I love. So
how special was that for you yesterday, your first at bat back in almost a full year, and you go and clock a two-run homer around the left field pole? It's the only two runs scored in the ball game for a shutout victory. How did it feel off the bat, and did you think that was going to stay fair around the pole?
Oh, it felt great. It felt like everything I've been working for, like, all came together right at one time. And right when I hit it, I was like, I knew I had the chance to be out of here. And then as soon as I hit it, I was like, ooh, that's probably going to slice foul because, you know, left-handed slicing. So I thought I was going to slice foul, and it ended up staying fair, and I was pretty pumped. I got to see my family up in the stands while I hit it, so it was really cool experience.
What did that mean to you to have them in the stands to see that come off your bat, your first at-bat back, to share that moment with them?
Oh, everything. Just because everybody knows that the rehab process is all a grind, but, like, those are the people that are really in it with me, and they understand what I went through the past year, what I was doing to try to get myself to be able to do something like that when I came back. And those are the people that just, like, understand what I've been through. And to have them there for me and understand and, like, I knew that they appreciated it and enjoyed the same excitement I did it when I hit it. So,
one of the other great things about the game yesterday is you got plenty of chances at second base as well, your first game back after Tommy John surgery. How did it feel getting so many ground balls, especially early, and, you know, just doing your thing and being able to do that successfully without any problems?
It was amazing. Oh, my gosh. Like, so much more fun being back out in the field, being able to make plays, being able to help the team out whatever way. And so being able to get those balls early like that, it definitely was almost like a load off. Like, yeah, we're here. Like, this is real. There's fans. There's at a stadium. The energy's there. And then I'm actually being able to make plays now. So it was really fun.
Everyone talks about Tommy John surgery when it's in relation to pitchers and things like that and the different rehab processes for them. What was the rehab process like for you coming back over the course of the last year?
Yeah, so it was definitely a grind. A little bit earlier than pitchers because I didn't have to do my bullpen, mound work progression, stuff like that. And it was mainly just fielding progression once I got the ability to throw after several months, working on my shoulder, working on my shoulder strength, arm strength, overall the muscles and ligaments to help your body throw, and so I can take a little bit of load off on my elbow. And the rehab was fun. It was a grind being in there every single day, doing the same thing every day. It kind of gets monotonous, but you got to know that you're in there for an outcome and an end result. And so being able to do all that, go through my progressions, turning double plays, throwing on the run, and finally be able to work up to back being able to play in the game, it was just, it all seems like I did what I needed to do, and now my arm feels great. So
there's a lot of great people out in Arizona, particularly on the rehab side of thing for the Reds organization. I've heard so many great things from other players over the last couple of years. What was it like for you working with the people out there in Arizona, and how did they help make that experience, which can be, like you said, monotonous and, you know, a grind out there every single day? How did they help you, you know, get ready?
I'll tell you what, if it wasn't without those guys and ladies, then I would not be where I am right now, mentally or physically, because, like I said, it was very monotonous, but it's not one of those things that you dread going into the field, because the people that surround you, the coaches, the staff, the other players in rehab, for everybody to be there just with the common goal of making yourself healthy, getting you better, getting you back into shape, getting you ready to play, like, the environment was so special because it was fun. Like, we made names for ourselves, we made t-shirts for ourselves, we called ourselves the Rehab Dogs. We made it like a sense of entitlement to be able to be in rehab. I know it's always like a negative connotation when you're talking rehab, but for them to be able to kind of turn that around and make it not like, oh, we're all sitting here hurt, not playing. It's like, wow, we're all grinding to be able to go back and play the game we love. And to have that atmosphere with everybody with the common goal was just incredible.
How do you think that's going to help you in the long run? I mean, that's such a huge thing to be able to find the positive, to find the joy in the tough moments in life, whether it's professionally or personally. Do you think that's going to help you in the long run to, you know, see how you were able to endure that and come out of it better?
No doubt, yeah. So everybody likes to talk about the physical attributes that rehab takes a toll on, but I would say mainly it's the mental part. Whether you go out to Arizona, you go into the field for a few hours, get your rehab done, and then you're alone. Like, you're at your apartment, you might have a roommate, but it's understanding that you're going to be watching other teams play, your buddies play, everybody, and you're rooting for the best of them because you know that they want you back out there too. They want you there, and everybody is working to get you back out there. And so that kind of helps your mental state. And it's like, yeah, I can do this. Everybody wants me to do this. Everybody's helping me do this so I can get back out there with myself.
One of the other great parts about that is a lot of the guys you were rehabbing with last year are back out at affiliate ball. A bunch of them are on this Daytona roster. Tanner Cooper starting on Wednesday was out there. Luis May. I mean, there's unfortunately too many names to list there, but what's it like being able to be around that same group of guys that you were rehabbing with, or at least a group of them from last year, back out in affiliate doing exactly what you were planning on doing, you know, last August?
Oh yeah, there's a great sense of camaraderie, especially among us Rehab Dogs. Like I said, Coop, May, Jamal O'Gwin had the same surgery I did around like 2 weeks before me, so me and him have kind of just been together through the long haul. Every single day me and him were doing the same thing. We developed a really close friendship. He was newly drafted this past offseason, just signed this past offseason. I had no idea who he was, but we clicked right away. We were able to get through the process together. If we had questions about our arm, like, we would just talk to each other. Hey, do you feel this? Hey, do you feel that? And he was just a big help to me along the way, and same with all of those other guys. So it's really nice to be back out there with them.
One final question for you, Tyler. One of the big differences from this year, from your first two real minor league seasons in 19 and 21, has been the fact that the Reds and the affiliates have been paying and getting you set up with your housing, not something that you had to figure out yourself coming into town late or last year leaving town trying to figure out things. How has that helped you so far getting acclimated here in Daytona to know that, you know, that part of the game, that part of your life as a ball player is being taken care of?
Oh, it's actually, it's so much better than you can even put into words. Like, you wouldn't understand the toll it really takes on a player to try to find their own housing, because the leases, the moving up and down, the leaving whenever, it's honestly really tough. And the fact that the organizations are able to do this for us now, and the Reds have set up a great team like to help us find apartments, they have their own apartments, and so it really takes a toll off, because like I landed here on Monday at 2:30 or like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I could just go to the hotel knowing I'm going to have an apartment in a couple days. Like, I don't have to scramble. I don't have to look to see where I'm going to live. I just know it's going to be there. And so it's definitely taken a huge toll off.
Well, it's so great to have him back. Tyler Callahan, thank you so much for the time. And can you continue to feel well. Keep doing your thing. I'll be talking to you the rest of the way, man. Thank you so much for the time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
There next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch right here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something. You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay. Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Little John. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in a brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you. With the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Justin Rock back with you here at Publix Field in Joker Marchand Stadium, and I wish I had better news or any news really to update you on. The only thing I can really tell you is that it looks like it is going to get nasty out here in short order. The wind has picked up. Dark clouds have started rolling in. The breeze coming in from left center field and straight towards our booth. The fans that were sitting in uncovered seats before are now heading towards the top of the upper bowl to get a little protection from the wind. The tarp was not on the field the last time we spoke to you. It is on the field now. Three different gators, tractors on the corners to hold it down from the wind and the rain. Also put some stakes in the ground as well to try and make sure that tarp stays put on the field. But we were supposed to start game two about 20 minutes ago. That has not happened. It'll be Chase Petty against Matt Walker if and when this game gets underway. But it looks like it is going to get nasty out here in relatively short order. We checked the radar just a few moments ago, and there does appear to be a pretty nasty cell coming in from the northeast from the Haines City, Kissimmee area. Also looks like there may be a small pop-up storm that could converge with it that it began over in the Winter Haven, maybe in the Bartow area as well, south of us here in Lakeland. So we are in a delay. Game two has not started yet. Looks like maybe a light rain has started just now here in Lakeland, but game two has not yet begun. Some fans that were out on the berm are running away from the open area out there and left. Just saw a flash of lightning out beyond the left field pole. Quick run through of the lineups if and when this game gets underway. For Daytona, Jay Allen leads off in center. Stephen Layton is the shortstop in the two-hole. Tyler Callahan bats third at second. Jamal O'Gwin is the DH in the cleanup spot. Jack Rogers bats fifth in left. Yasiel Pino will make his Daytona debut. He bats sixth at first base. Wilfred Astudillo cleans up in the seven hole. Ashton Creel bats eighth in right, and Ilvin Fernandez will be the third baseman in the nine spot. Rain coming down a little more significantly now. Nothing major yet, but it feels imminent. Isaac Pacheco will lead off at third for Lakeland. Christian Santana is the shortstop in the second spot. Played second base in game one. Batting third as a DH is Justice Bigby. Daenerys De La Cruz will clean up behind the plate. Carlos Mendoza, the fielder, bats fifth as you hear that loud rumble of thunder over the ballpark here in Lakeland. Esni Chacon bats sixth in center. Eduardo Valencia bats seventh at first base. Alvaro Gonzalez bats eighth at second. And Austin Schultz will bat ninth in right. Chase Petty scheduled to start for Daytona. 0-2 record of 3.6 ERA. Lakeland will give it to Matt Walker, 0-2 with an ERA of 4.6. Tyler Callahan, who was the last man standing over by Daytona's dugout along the third base line. Now running like the wind, bullseye, to get back to drier ground and the rest of his Tortuga teammates. So we sit in a weather delay here in Lakeland. It started about a half an hour ago, and it looks like we will be waiting at least for a period of time here to come. Rain has started. Thunder is here. Lightning is here. Tarp is on the field. We are in a delay. We'll take a break here on the Tortugas Radio Network. When we come back, you will hear from left-handed reliever Javian Sandridge. Picked up his second save of the season on Sunday in Game 2. We talk about his amazing journey to the Reds organization, including a little-known rule that he didn't even know, I didn't know, until he made it happen last season at Lynn University. And we also talk about the fun he's had having a chance to pitch this season a couple times with his son in the stands. We'll also get you more information of what is going on here in Lakeland. Rain is coming down. The wind is whipping. We're going to have to close the window and make sure our equipment doesn't get drenched. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
After a road trip, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 7th to battle the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We celebrate Imaginary Friend Night on Wednesday, June 8th. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza, the biggest party party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on June 9th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Bring your four-legged friend out for a nine-inning vacation, too, as it'll also be another Bark in the Park night. Arrive early on Friday, June 10th, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a T-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and we recognize Jackie Robinson's teammate, Johnny Wright. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday fireworks show. We celebrate Girl Scout Night on Saturday, June 11th. It'll also be Lung Force Night, presented by the American Lung Association. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary T-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursday is presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the Tortugas relief aces. That is the Southpaw, Javian Soundridge. Javian, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. About a month or so now into this season, how have you enjoyed yourself down here in Daytona Beach?
Oh, for sure. It's been awesome out here. Just being out here in this atmosphere, being by the beach, you know, it's been a great experience so far.
You got a great group of players with you, great group of pitchers that you work with, great staff, coaching staff, support staff. What's it like getting to come to the ballpark every day with a group of people? It seems like you and your teammates enjoy being around one another every
day. Sure. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing better, you know what I mean? This is what we work for, you know what I mean? To be able to come out here and get better every day and play a game, you know, for a living. So I think we all just try to make the best of it each and every day, you know.
Now, you're unique. You're the only left-hander on the entire pitching staff. Does anyone ever give you some grief about being the only lefty on the staff?
I wouldn't say grief, no. I would say that, you know, it's hard to not notice.
Wow.
Yeah. That just knocked out the entire right side of the press box. I'm surprised we still have boards on. Yeah, if you look at our warning tracks, they're flooded. We won't be finishing. Those won't drain.
That's a new one. We did have one game like that last year at home where the power went out at our stadium. I think it was against you guys, actually.
Probably was.
I think it was July 1st against Lakeland.
Yeah. So Monday, Tuesday of last week, we hosted the high school state all-star tournament, and it did this on Monday. We put the tarp on the field, and then we have a meeting downstairs, all the big guys that were for the tournament, and all, like, Ron and everybody high up in the organization here had a meeting, and they came to a decision. I think they just canceled it.
And all last year in the Arizona
Oh, no, that's you.
Yeah, that's an interview.
It sounded like somebody's radio. It sounded like Zach on somebody's radio. They decided they were going to hold off till 6 o'clock to make a decision what to do for game two. So I get in the elevator to come up and tell everybody in the press box we're waiting till 6 for a decision for game two. And I did that. I got stuck in the elevator for 45 minutes because the power went out with me in the elevator.
Wow, that happened.
And we had just pulled tarp, so I'm down there like this. I don't have any phone. I have nothing. So I just used the call box.
That's insane. Like I said, that happened to my uncle once when he lived in L.A. Like, that happened during, like, an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he got stuck, and, like, someone had to, like, come in from the top and, like,
yeah.
Save the
day.
They
sent a technician out, but, in fact, it default reset to the ground floor after, like, 35 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then somebody was desperate enough on the outside to try and ride the elevator up, but they just pushed the button enough to reset it and open the door.
Thanks to that person.
Yeah. Well,
little
like,
things you know.
They're like, man, this door's really slow today. I was like, yeah, I wouldn't get on there. I've been in here for 45 minutes. He's like, oh, okay, we're not riding that elevator.
Sometimes you just got to take the stairs.
Well, I couldn't because it was raining like it just was. And it was lightning like that, but like every 10 seconds. There was some guy down there from the high school sports association for Florida, and he had his phone out. He's like, check out this. He's like one of those weather nerds. And he's like, look at this. This is the lightning strikes within a 2-mile radius that happened while you guys were pulling the tarp. It was like 1,200 lightning strikes within 2 miles. And the time it took us to pull the tarp on the field.
That's why I think it's funny now that we end up with lightning delays at home, solely based on the fact that our entire field
is
turf. Do
you guys have the alarm? You guys have a lightning alarm?
No.
There's one team in our league that has a lightning alarm, I've heard. And somebody was saying they're surprised that we haven't gotten one yet. I think it measures the static electricity and then sounds an alarm when it gets too high.
I guess. I laugh that we get lightning delays at home. While it makes sense, our field is literally covered with rubber pellets.
Yeah.
Like, you figure if there's any place that would be safe to stand there. In open air, it's there. But... you know, that's got to have common sense.
Yeah. That's got to be different for the players, though. To have their home field turf and then everybody else has grass.
I thought that, too. I know it's not as crazy because I know there are a bunch of teams at higher levels that have turf fields also. Like, I know Brooklyn does. I'm pretty sure Aberdeen does. A couple other places, I think, too.
Yeah.
But, like, the Reds were the ones that helped chip in money for it.
Aren't owned like we are you? You're not owned by the organization.
No, us and Fort Myers are the only two in the league that aren't owned by the parent affiliate. Which is why we had a 2-hour delay on Sunday.
Yeah.
And Fort Myers got home at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Nice.
I was like, why do you play at 5:30 on Sundays? And I was like, because that's when our fans show up. When they want us to play.
Or just 1:30 no matter what.
But it's all based on the fact that, like, we need the money to operate.
Yeah. I feel that.
You know, it sucks. But
at least
in some ways, I kind of prefer that. I just hate.
Yeah. At least our attendance is a little bit better this year than it was last year.
That's good.
Probably.
It seems like you have
probably 200 more.
I was going to say, it looks like you have a little bit more staff. Did last
a little bit
year.
More staff. We're still not at full staff.
Though. Yeah, I didn't think so, but it looked like you had a little.
2018, so I started when this place was like
empty. Yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't empty. It was the year after the renovation.
Oh yeah.
So everything had to be done perfectly.
That's the
mindset I come to work with every day, and then I get here, it's like, oh yeah, we have 12 fans. We went from our slow night that season being like 1,000 people, like our biggest crowd, maybe 500 this season now.
I was going to say, it's a shame because, I mean, this really is a beautiful ballpark.
I think COVID still has that.
Definitely it's had. Well, especially for so many teams in this league, you get a lot of older fans.
Even when we played New York and Toronto in spring training, those were like sellout capacity crowds, like 10,000 fans typically, mm-hmm. tickets, like 6 this year. Last year, I think it was 5.
Yeah, I've definitely thought about how much like that still.
have that mindset.
Has played into, you know, attendance figures and things like that. Starting lineups in first pitch? I don't know. Well, I've given the lineups twice, so.
You have a mic stuck out the window to pipe in the game audio?
Yeah, get, nice. You know, the
background
sound.
Noise.
Background noise.
Livens up the broadcast a little bit.
Livens up the broadcast, kick up the gain and stuff like that, and pick up, you know, the sound of the ball hitting the bat and things like that.
The crack of the bat, the pop of glove, umpire call.
Just also sounds a lot better to me in my own ears, even if like it doesn't come across super clear. Like,
yeah.
It just feels like
it's better.
I'm at a ballpark.
Yeah.
And not just like doing this in a vacuum.
Yeah. That's what the time clock guy and I were talking about, because we can hear you when the windows are open and my window's open because I'm on camera at night.
Yeah.
My window's open. Like, man, that must suck, just standing there and talk to yourself like you're talking to an audience.
Well, that's the thing that sucked about Sunday. It was like, I was on air for 7 hours.
Yeah.
Because of the 2-hour delay, mm-hmm. plus the games and all that shit. And like, I was pissed. I was not happy. Like, that's...
It's a long time.
That's... I mean, a bunch of it was, you know, me doing this.
I imagine there weren't a lot of people that stayed for the 2-hour delay.
There weren't that many people there that were there to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
We started...
I wasn't going to go there,
but because it was a doubleheader, and we started at 3:30, mm-hmm. as opposed to normally at 5:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, what the fuck are we doing? The first game was... Like, it was the sixth inning. The first game was official.
Yeah.
It was like, so the attendance figures are still going to count. Like, why are we here? You know, and being there until 10:30 on a Sunday night was not exactly what I wanted to do.
Not when you have a team that has a 4 or 5 hour drive home.
Well, I thought we were going to make a quick decision because of that. And I wonder how much of it is because we got rained out the night before. Who knows? Irrelevant now.
I mean, the worst that can happen is you then play a doubleheader at the next homestand. You play them. Or
we don't play them again, I guess. Like, that might have been part of it.
Yeah, if you don't play them again, I can see that being an issue. Our matchups have gotten really weird since we go to this new schedule, too.
What's that?
Our matchups have gotten really weird since we went to this newer schedule.
Yeah.
The 6-game series.
Yeah.
I don't think we're playing.
Nope.
Your guys look like they're getting their stuff. And when Buddy takes his shower slippers off to come and get his stuff, I don't think he's...
Not to mention that I'm pretty sure he's in shorts.
Mm-hmm. All those guys look like...
One of them's our trainer.
Nice.
Well, on the bright side will be in the PNP. No, that's...
That
well, then again, I thought the same thing on Sunday when our catcher went to get his catcher bag. I was like, oh, I guess that's a sign it's going to get banged, and it never got banged.
Yeah.
But,
I can honestly
it was a little bit crazier here today weather-wise than it was in Daytona on Sunday.
Yeah.
You couldn't see the field for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. I'm just glad that we got the tarp on the first. But knowing this organization, we're gonna have to stay up here until it stops raining and take the tarp off the field and then retarp it for the night, because we're probably...
I was gonna say, like, at this point, like, what's the difference between doing that and just coming in the morning?
You don't get paid to make those decisions.
Dude, that was one of the things. That's a definitive no.
Yeah, they're done.
When they've got the helmets and the bats, particularly our leadoff hitter for game two. Well, this is the first time I've been on the road this season and no one's asked to interview that kid.
Really?
He's from Fort Pierce area.
Gotcha.
So, like, every time we've been on the road, like, St. Lucie twice,
south.
To Jupiter once, we went to Clearwater, somebody wanted to speak to him. I feel bad at this point. Like, I feel like every time I walk towards him, he's like, oh, fuck this guy again. But he's like the nicest. But he's so nice.
Yeah.
He won't. He'll never say anything like that. How are your guys?
I have no idea. We're not allowed to have contact.
Really?
We don't have any media relations.
Yeah.
That work out here.
Like I said, that's been one of the nice things this season, is because I'm vaccinated or whatever. Like,
yeah.
There's no limit on how many guys you can have. So they're just like, yeah, whatever. As long as you're vaccinated and you're...
Stop asking us questions. We don't want to answer them.
Well, we've had a couple off the record. We've had a couple of COVID cases the last 2 weeks. Our first baseman who played game one, that was his first game of the month.
Really?
Because the last road trip, on the Tuesday, he popped a positive. But, like, no one, we had one other player test positive, that was it. And, like, there was a meeting. And, like, our trainer was like, how many of you guys are unvaccinated? Mm-hmm. Nobody raised their hand. And I was like, is that just like them, you know, like not wanting to admit? And he was like, no, they don't. He was like, no. It makes life easier.
Yeah. For them, anyway. Well, we'll see if we got word for you.
Yeah, like I said, about to come back and bullshit. Back here at Joker Marchant Stadium, rain continues to fall. There was some wild rain here earlier. If you heard a little dip in the broadcast, for those of you who have kept the broadcast on, there was a power surge. The lightning and the storm so powerful it knocked the power out for a half a second here at the Joke. And that is why Javian's interview sort of had a little blip in the radar there while he was speaking at one point about 10 or so minutes ago. No official word just yet on the status of Game 2. Lakeland won 5-1 in the restarted game from yesterday. Lakeland scored 4 in the second, 1 in the 8th. Daytona led 1-0 entering the day and fell 5-1, their 11th straight road loss. But in the last 5 minutes or so, a swath of Daytona players, including trainer Josh Hobson, came sprinting in from right field towards the third base dugout, and bats, helmets, bags were all retrieved and returned to the clubhouse. So although we've received no word, things are not looking great in terms of the potential for Game 2 to get underway here on this Wednesday night. Lights are on at the stadium. There is still a cacophony of water up along all warning tracks, first base side, third base side, towards the outfields, in the outfields. Also, a whole lot of water has congregated out in shallow left field. Not as much, but still some out in shallow right field. And it was so crazy at one point, in the midst of that little blip with the power surge, there was so much rain and wind you could barely see the field here in Lakeland from our vantage point, say maybe 100 to 200 feet back from behind home plate. And I was terrible at physics and distance as a kid, so I could be completely wrong. That might be way short, way long, I don't know. But we still sit in a delay here at Joker Marchant Stadium. And while we haven't received any word about whether or not we will play baseball here in Game 2, the early indications from the Tortugas players and staff running back and forth between the clubhouse would lead me to believe that Game 2 is unlikely to get underway. But then again, I thought that on Sunday in Daytona and was very wrong. So we will see what happens here in Lakeland, but our delay started about an hour or so ago, about 10 minutes or so prior to the scheduled first pitch of Game 2. It was supposed to start at 6:40. Tarp and, the players were called off the field around 6:30. Now a couple more Daytona players have emerged. Right field heading back towards the clubhouse while the heavy rain still falls. One is Wilford Astudillo. Want to say the others? Maybe Jose Franco trying to determine the hair. Maybe Ilvin Fernandez. Got a little bit of a blonde dye job coming on. I know Jose's got a blonde faux hawk going right now. Might be Triana. He's out there as well. Triana, or whoever it is in the black shirt, is trying to protect themselves as much as possible from the rain. Hood hiked up high, maybe a towel wrapped around their head. Oh, Astudillo, no jacket, no nothing, just arms raised to the heavens, being the goofball he always is.
And that's one of the fun parts of our job here in Daytona Beach. It's been a tough up and down season at times for the Tortugas, particularly on the road. As you mentioned, 11 straight road losses for Daytona despite the 20 home wins so far this season. But there are guys like Astudillo, guys like, when he was still here, Ruben Ibarra, Jamal O'Quinn, Javi Rivera, and really the list goes on of guys where it doesn't matter if you're someone like me who's a broadcaster, not totally around the team on a 24/7 basis like the players and support staff is, but it can be one of the other players, your support staff or coaching staff or clubhouse staff, whatever it may be. When you're having a bad day or not in the best of moods, at least I've always found, if you hang around these guys long enough, whether it be the players, the coaches, support staff, there will be something that will happen. There will be something that is said or a story that is told that will change your attitude or at least make you think a little bit more positively, in the sense that things aren't all that bad. It could be a busy and arduous job working in baseball where you got games basically every single day, 6 out of 7 days of the week. You don't get very much downtime. But these guys, these players, these coaches, the support staff always does an amazing job of putting things in perspective, keeping a sense of humility and awareness around them. And although it's not necessarily relevant to what's happening with this delay right now, always feel it's important to make that point. That this is a very positive bunch that always finds a way to put smiles on people's faces as opposed to frowns. And in 2022, whether you're a baseball team or working in nonprofit or anything in between, I feel like that's an important thing in life. And I'm grateful for these guys and girls that come in and out of Daytona Beach as part of the Reds organization that help make the experience fun no matter what mood you're in from day to day. Some young fans walking along the concourse, chilling, drinking something out of a soft serve or a soft drink cup, totally unfazed by the pouring rain as they walk up along the third base side. I guess that's what happens when you're a Florida kid as opposed to a New Jersey kid. It's sort of like me walking in the snow. They are totally unfazed walking in a torrential pouring rain. Well, we have not received a word yet on the status of tonight's game. We are about an hour or so into this delay. A pouring rain continues to fall, and although things are unlikely to resume tonight, no word just yet. Astudillo and Triana heading back to the dugout. Astudillo is the one carrying the bag. I guess Triana just came with him for fun. Good teammate. Lee Schell walking alongside Astudillo back to drier grounds. Up along the right field side. We'll take a break. When we come back, hopefully we'll have a decision for you, yay or nay, on baseball tonight in Lakeland. Flying Tigers took game 1, 5-1. Game 2 of 7 innings in length has not started just yet as we wait in this weather delay. Don't go anywhere. We'll have more information for you coming up as soon as we can on the Tortugas Radio Network. Well, the rain is starting to die down here at Joker Marchant Stadium, but more and more players and coaches have continued to funnel out of the clubhouses back to the dugouts to grab equipment, bats, whatever, and bring them back to the clubhouse. Some ground crew members milling around on the warning track along the first base side. So, still have not heard word on whether or not this game will start here tonight. Lakeland won game one 5-1, the suspended game from yesterday. Flying Tigers scored four in the second inning. Another run in the eighth to win 5-1. It was supposed to be Chase Petty against Matt Walker in game two. They have the starting lineups for both games, but have not heard word yet, yay or nay, of whether or not baseball will be played, or a second game of baseball, I should say, will be played here on this Wednesday night. We are now a quarter to eight. The delay started around 6:30. We were supposed to start game two around 6:40. It was torrential rain here in Lakeland over the course of the last hour plus. Warning tracks saturated. A lot of the water, the standing water that was out beyond left and right, has seeped into the drainage here at Joker Marchant Stadium. Some players wandering around out in right field on the grass, some from Lakeland, some from Daytona. Hard to tell if they're players or coaches. But we still sit here in a delay prior to the start of game number two. Seems unlikely that it would start, but if we waited this long, you wonder if game two will indeed get underway. But as of now, we do not have any new information to bring you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. So we will step aside once again, and we'll come back maybe in a little bit less of time, 10, 15 minutes or so, and hopefully give some news to report back to you, the fan, wherever you may be tuning in here on this Wednesday night. Lakeland took the opener 5-1. Rain continues to fall, albeit lightly, here in Lakeland. But we have yet to receive a potential start time of game two after this delay, nor have we heard whether or not this game will be postponed. So we'll take another break. When we come back, we hope to have more information for you. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Makes sense because he came from here and your general manager is doing the same exact shit. Done, Zach!
What's going to be the difference between playing 7 tonight and 7 tomorrow?
I don't.
I don't want to take that tarp off the field. That's going to fuck us up. There's so much more going on.
Yep. But I'm saying we're playing. Unless this latest dump of brain changes their mind.
Please.
Nope, no signal. I'm telling you, we're going to be here all night.
I know we are.
Thank you. Well, it's certainly looking more and more like baseball will be played again tonight, as there is still no decision on a start time or whether or not this game would be postponed. A lot of Lakeland staff is down on the field now to take the tarp off the field. Rain has subsided here. Most of the fans that were here have gone home. There are some Lakeland players out in right field sort of milling about, but nobody has returned to either clubhouse, or rather dugout, I should say. But if I had to put money on it, I would say we will play baseball sometime in the next hour. Based on the idea that if they were going to postpone it, they would have done it already. So my assumption is this is going to be another very, very late night here in the Florida State League, as I guess nobody wants to postpone games, I guess. I don't know. But we don't have any new information for you other than it has stopped raining and it looks like Lakeland will take the tarp off the field. And my assumption is there will be late-night baseball here in Lakeland this evening, but again, no word, no nothing, as we are now at about an hour and a half since the delay began here at the Joke. But we will take another break. When we come back, hopefully we'll have something to tell you, whether about a start time or something. But we haven't been able to get any sort of information down on the field since this started at about 6:30. Very similar to what unfurled on Sunday in Daytona. So we'll take another break. When we come back, hopefully we'll have something to tell you. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network. Well, it's been about another 15 to 20 minutes, and we still have no information to tell you. More Lakeland players are leaving the field with their bats, but if we were going to get postponed, we would have been told the game's postponed by now. So I'm still operating under the assumption that we are going to be playing sometime around 9 o'clock tonight, unless otherwise told. They just finally took the tarp off the field. Last time we spoke to you, they took the tarp off the field for half a second and then had to recover it because it started raining again. But it seems very clear to me that they're going to do everything in their power, and it doesn't matter how late it is, that we are going to play baseball tonight.
It's postponed.
We are. Oh, never mind. It is postponed. It made no sense. Double. That guys kept on coming for their bats and only come back.
Doubleheader tomorrow.
There'll be a doubleheader tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Two seven-inning games starting tomorrow at 4 o'clock. As it is official, I was wondering why David Mandelberg, the Tortugas video coordinator, was coming out after not emerging from the clubhouse in the last hour and 45 minutes. Big thanks to the official scorer here, Ed, and one of the other Lakeland employees. Didn't get a chance to catch his name for coming in to my booth and tapping me on the shoulder saying, hey, we're finally postponed. So after about an hour and 45 minutes, today's game has officially been postponed. Why the wait that long, I'm not sure. But we will not play baseball again tonight. It'll be 2 7-inning games tomorrow starting at 4 o'clock. Our coverage will begin at 3:45 Eastern time. So thankfully we finally got word. Yay or nay, one way or the other. It's the waiting that is always the worst. It's trying to figure out, well, are we playing or not? And we finally got word here at 8:15 that game two will not happen tonight. Will be a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 4 o'clock. Lakeland took game one today 5-1. A restarted game from last night. It'll be Chase Petty for Daytona, presumably. In game one tomorrow, 0-2, a 3.6 ERA. He'll go against the lefty Matt Walker, 1-0, a 4.5 ERA. Imagine in game two will be tomorrow's scheduled starting pitchers. For Daytona, it is Ray Fronson, 2-5, with a 7.24 ERA. Nick Davila for Lakeland, 3-5, a 3.63. ERA. So again, game one went to Lakeland, the restarted game, the 9-inning contest from yesterday. And today's game two postponed to tomorrow. 2 7-inning games starting at 4 o'clock. Our coverage on the radio network begins at 3:45 Eastern time. We'll play 2 7-inning games. Hopefully, we'll get through two tomorrow starting at 4. So that'll do it for us here tonight on the Tortugas Radio Network. We thank you for sticking with us through that an hour and 45-minute hiatus as we tried to figure out what was happening with the status of this game and, of course, keep you up to date wherever you may be tuning in on the Tortugas Radio Network. We appreciate your understanding with the lack of information that we were given over the course of the last 90-plus minutes, but we do have info, and we will have baseball again tomorrow as Lakeland wins the only game we ended up getting through tonight by a final of 5-1. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Rigol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our GM, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back at the Jack of Daytona, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Joker Marshawn Stadium in Lakeland. Flying Tigers took the restarted game from yesterday 5-1, game two postponed due to weather and field conditions. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3:45 p.m. Eastern time. But until then, I'm Justin Rock saying so long and good night from Lakeland.